From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi Arabia's allies curb diplomatic ties with Iran. Bahrain and Sudan cut diplomatic ties with Iran. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its relationship with Iran, reducing representation to a chargé d'affaires rather than an ambassador. Saudi Arabia followed its own severing of relations with Iran by canceling all passenger flights to and from that country. It's been a turbulent start to 2016 for global financial markets, with big drops in the value of shares Monday. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Stock markets in the cities of Shanghai and Shenzhen were suspended Monday after falling more than 7% on the opening day of 2016 trading. The sell-off triggered the so-called circuit breaker mechanism for the first time, a system designed by the Chinese government to prevent volatility by halting trades. The market drops were driven by a survey showing that activity in Chinese factories contracted for the 10th straight month in December. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Afghan officials say security forces have killed all four heavily armed assailants who had been holed up since Sunday in a building near India's consulate in Mazar-e-Sharif. A spokesman for the provincial governor says at least one security personnel was killed and nine wounded fighting the attackers. The standoff began Sunday evening after the gunmen tried to storm the Indian diplomatic mission. Military officials say Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya on Monday, but they were pushed back. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal. Two soldiers were killed. IS has been trying to push east from Sirte to the country's oil crescent. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron Monday dismissed as desperate stuff an Islamic State video purporting to show the militants' execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. Germany warned Monday that the passport-free Schengen zone in Europe is in danger after Sweden and Denmark introduced new border controls to stem the flow of migrants. A German foreign ministry spokesman said freedom of movement is an important principle and one of the European Union's biggest achievements. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton made his first solo campaign appearance Monday for his wife Hillary, the leading contender for this year's Democratic presidential nomination. The former president told several hundred voters at a rally in New Hampshire that his wife offers the best chance of restoring what he called broadly shared prosperity to the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama plans to unveil a series of executive orders in the coming days that he says will curb gun violence.
Over the next several days, we'll be rolling out these initiatives. We'll be making sure that people have a very clear understanding of what can make a difference and what we can do.
Mr. Obama said the measures will not step on the rights of Americans to bear arms under the Second Amendment to the Constitution. U.S. authorities are working to end a standoff with protesters at a federal wildlife center in the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon. Anti-government protesters have taken over the facility and say they are prepared to stay there for years. The demonstrators said they took over the remote facility at a wildlife refuge in solidarity with two ranchers who were facing extended prison sentences for setting fires on federal land. They had wanted to use the area to graze their cattle. Speaking to KOIN television, militia leader Ammon Bundy cited a list of grievances, including attempts by the government to get ranchers to sell their land.
They have refused for nearly 40 years to sell their ranch. And there have been very vindictive behaviors because they refuse. There have been intimidations, and the list goes on.
Ammon Bundy. The U.S. Justice Department filed a lawsuit Monday against Volkswagen for installing illegal software to make diesel engines meet federal emission standards in 600,000 suspect vehicles. A Justice Department statement described the complaint as the first stage in bringing Volkswagen to justice for failing to disclose what it said was a digital defeat device installed in the vehicles. It also described the civil complaint as a move toward the eventual assessment of civil penalties and said it does not preclude the possibility of criminal charges against the auto company. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.